Heidi Van Tassel was walking to her car near Hollywood's Walk of Fame when, according to police and court records, a transient with schizophrenia and psychotic disorders dumped feces all over her.
A bucket of his diarrhea. It was liquid, hot liquid. I was soaked, and I couldn't see. It was coming off of my eyelashes, into my eyes.
Paramedics rushed her to the hospital, and she now needs to be tested for infectious diseases every 3 months.
It's something I won't ever forget. It was disgusting.
For over a year, the I-Team has been reporting on crimes where the suspects are homeless, like this guy arrested for setting fire to chairs at a downtown steakhouse, and this homeless man pushing someone in front of a truck. There were more than 6,000 of these reported crimes in L.A. in 2017. By the end of 2018, the number of crimes was up more than 50%, and now we've learned the numbers are on track to climb even higher this year. We found case after case where the suspects suffer from mental illness or methamphetamine abuse. Meth use has been linked to violence, and so is untreated mental illness.
How could you live in this kind of environment and be okay?
You mean right? Mentally okay?
Mentally okay.
Reverend Andy Bales runs the Union Rescue Mission.
Does life on the streets lead to violent behavior?
Absolutely.
Like the attack on that woman on a downtown L.A. street. Keep watching. Just seconds later, the man punched another victim, attorney Brandon Cohen.
Were you kind of in shock when it happened?
What was shocking was that I lived here for 4 years and it didn't happen sooner.
We found the homeless who are arrested for these crimes are often right back on the streets without getting any treatment or help.
I am always on the lookout.
We discovered that Brandon Cohen's attacker, Charles Fuller, had 4 previous felony convictions. But after he attacked Cohen, the cops simply gave him a citation for battery and let him go. 4 months later, a block away, a similar attack against this mother and daughter. Though the police didn't make an arrest, so the suspect wasn't identified.